Dit fragment is genomen uit de onbewerkte en authentieke audioregistratie door John S. Goldsmith en is onder auteursrechtelijke bescherming naar internationaal recht volgens de conventie van Bern. Respecteer dat alsjeblieft.
And now today we are going to take another specific way. We had one specific way on Wednesday night. Today we will take another. And for our theme today, I'm going to give you this. There is only one power. There is no power of evil. There is no power of sin. There is no power of disease. There is no power of lack or limitation. There is only one power. You have to agree with me on this, whether you can see it or not, because you have already, even before the Infinite Way, accepted the teaching of the Master. You call yourselves Christians. And because of that, you have to accept this fact that God is infinite, that God is eternal, that God is omnipotent, that God is omniscient, God is omnipresent. In other words, you have to accept, even if you do it only with the mind, that God is the only power. God made all that was made. Anything that God did not make was not made. And so we have God as the one power, God as the only power. Now, because we are intelligent people, we have the right to say, yes, with my mind I have accepted that, but also with my mind I must say this, that I don't see evidences of it. There is a great power of disease in the world. There is a great power of wars and atomic bombs in the world. There is a great power of sin. Very often there is even a great power of depressions and lacks and unemployments in the world. This world seems to be made up of powers of infection, powers of contagion, powers of hereditary diseases, powers of evil in many ways. And that is true. As long as we are dealing with the human world in a human way, there will be two powers, the power of good and the power of evil. And the power of evil will, of course, be the dominant power, because the power of good only comes around once in a while, and sometimes not until after we're dead. That is the human picture. There's more of disease in the world than there is of health. People spend more of their time sick than they do well. And so far as the majority of the world is concerned, they spend most of the time in lack, more of the time in lack than in abundance, in spite of the fact that we have a Christian teaching, not only Christian, it goes further back than that, of God as one power. Now let us assume for a moment that, so far as the world is concerned, there are these two powers, good and evil. Whereas, spiritually, we understand that the one power alone is power. Now, the point is that we are to bring out